Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney lost her re-election campaign by a landslide vote Tuesday. Attorney Harriet Hageman will represent the Republicans in November's midterm elections. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt is set to hold a hearing on Thursday to decide whether to unseal more documents in the search warrant used at Mar-a-Lago. The raid of President Trump's Florida home had FBI agents armed with automatic machine guns take boxes and steal the president's passports. It's being reported the FBI has since returned the travel documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland wants the documents to remain hidden from the public to preserve the investigation. Media outlets want the documents revealed, citing the FBI's recent lies about Trump cannot be trusted. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on Fox News.
To me, until we see specificity within the affidavit, we will not have the kind of clarity that the American people need.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Charities are helping with President Biden's open border policy.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
They've just been through turmoil. Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. And now they feel somewhat a casa, at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants and he believes they should be able to handle it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR Racing is in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Labor Department fined Dollar General stores over workplace safety issues after it found problems at 3 of the company's Georgia locations earlier this year. Government inspectors found exit routes obstructed, boxes of merchandise stacked unsafely, and electrical panels hard to access at stores in Pembroke, Smyrna, and Hogansville. The fines totaled nearly $1.3 million. As a member of the Made-for-TV January 6th Commission, Representative Liz Cheney is supposed to be objective in seeking the truth of that eventful day. After losing her re-election bid in Wyoming Tuesday by a landslide, she continued to be judge, jury, and executioner of President Trump in her concession speech.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear. But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take. No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
Today is Indonesia Independence Day, independence from the Netherlands in 1945. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy hump day to you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Rick Manning. Yes, he joins us right now, the president of America's for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, last night, if the previous nights didn't affirm this, certainly last night confirmed that Donald Trump is the kingmaker. What he was able to do, and I think that was quite emphatic what happened there in Wyoming.
Yeah, it really was. Liz Cheney really got annihilated and recognized that the Cheney campaign and the Democrats actively were urging for the last few months Wyoming Democrats to register Republicans so they could vote for Liz Cheney. So she was beaten by more than 2-1 in the Republican primary. But, you know, we don't know how many of those votes that she actually got were actually Republicans versus Democrats who registered Republicans so they could support their new hero, Liz Cheney.
Right.
She got annihilated and politically annihilated. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just something, Rick, about the unity of the of Republicans and conservatives, doesn't it? Because even in spite of them juicing the box like that, you know, Republicans and conservatives came together and I think made a very clear statement, especially right after all the shenanigans the FBI and the Department of Justice has been putting on Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, I actually think that the raid on Mar-a-Lago is perhaps the most significant GOP turnout event that's going to happen in this campaign. It really crystallized what's at stake. And Liz mm-hmm. Cheney's unwillingness to even rebuke the FBI for what is obviously a political attack, really kind of shows where the dividing lines are between the Never Trump, remains mm-hmm. in the Republican Party and the rest of the party, because people look at what happened in Mar-a-Lago, and anybody who has got a lick of sense says, wait a second, that's not equal treatment under the law, that's persecution. And
exactly.
It is a,
without a doubt.
And I think Liz Cheney paid that price last night.
Mm-hmm. Is she done, Rick? Politically,
she doesn't think.
I mean,
so.
She's talking about maybe giving. I know she doesn't think so, but I mean, she's talking about a run for the White House.
She can run. I mean, anybody can run. She's not.
Sure.
She's not a viable candidate. But she's. I think her hope would be to run for the White House as an independent, and attempt to make it so she pulled enough votes away from a Trump candidacy, that she would that it would create a circumstance where the Democrat won won in some states that otherwise the Democrat wouldn't win in. And so you know, she made it pretty clear that her number one objective is to stop Donald Trump. Last night, she made it clear that her number one objective is to stop Donald Trump from becoming president again. And, you know, that's not, I just need to understand, people will hear this, that's not a philosophical disagreement. That is a personal vendetta. And I understand I understand that at this stage of the game, but the fact is her vote for impeachment, her just gross miscarriage of how she's been handling herself on the January 6th commission shows you, shows everybody just how far out to lunch she is. And it's a, and how far out of step the people who have been cheering her on in Washington D.C. are from real constituents, from real people. Remember,
well, it's the Beltway paradigm, as you know. Go ahead.
Well, you know, she was raised in the Beltway, and you know, she's Dick Cheney's daughter, and she, you know, she was a cheerleader in a high school in Northern Virginia. She wasn't a cheerleader at Cheyenne High School in Wyoming. So she was raised here. She, her constituency is a Beltway constituency, and you know, most people think she's been in Congress a long time. She's only been in Congress since 2017. So she's fairly new to Congress, 6 years, this will be her final year. And,
she leveraged it into a lot of money, Rick. Look what, you know, when she first went in, what was she worth? About $6 million? Now she's $36 million? How, wait a minute. You know, last time I checked, the pay for a congresswoman, I can't add up the number of years and come up to $36 million.
Well, she's married, and her husband is a partner in a law firm that handles a lot of different political things, and including Hunter Biden's account. So, you know, she's you know, she's a little conflicted. But yeah, she's done, you know, she's done her law firm, the law firm that her husband's part of, done well. Her husband has done well as a result, and. And her net worth is, has increased as a result. And that's a, and whether that's right. connected to the fact she was a member of Congress, connected to the fact that she became a member of the House leadership very rapidly, because inside the Beltway poll matters more than anything else. It doesn't really, you know, those things I can't say. What I do say, what I can say is, when President Trump came to office, he was worth $4 billion. He left office. He was worth less. He never took a salary, and it cost him money. It cost him money to be president of the United States. And Liz Cheney came to the House of Representatives, a wealthy woman, $6-7 million. And she's leaving the House of Representatives, a very wealthy woman. And it is a, and it's in her 6 year stay. So if nothing else, and take a look at bank accounts and see who's the honest one and who's not. I'm not saying she's dishonest.
Right. Hey, Rick,
there's a contract.
I want to revisit this philosophical deal. We've got about a minute and a half left of this segment.
Yeah.
You said it's not necessarily philosophical, but I think that's where it's born out of. You start with a philosophical premise here, and you keep chewing on that. And if you hang around people in a silo that that's all you germinate, then it pretty much crystallizes your political position. And this is what seems to be with Liz Cheney to such a degree that she would abandon the core principles of the Republican Party. And just even fair-mindedness. Okay, look, I get it. You don't like Donald Trump, but at least be fair-minded. And I think this is what was voted on in her particular case is that people didn't see her as fair-minded.
No, they didn't see her as an honest broker. You can have, but yeah, philosophically, she's in more in alignment with Republicans in many on many issues, at least what she says she supports. But she finds herself so psychologically warped by Donald Trump that she's unable to separate her personal feelings on that, on Trump, from the philosophy, and as a result, politics gets weird, and with Liz Cheney, it got really weird.
It does. I mean, and you look at the empirical evidence. Here's Donald Trump. Here's Joe Biden. I mean, there is a clear choice between the two. Energy independence, energy dependence. Closed borders, open borders. National security compromised. National security secured. We've got to go to break. More from Rick after this.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. On August 11, 1946, Reverend Charlie Byer set out to put the gospel message on the airwaves with the Gospel Tide Hour radio show in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. What started out as a local vision has become a global mission to share the gospel with people all around the world through regional radio broadcasts that tell of the hope of Christ in local languages. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, such as sharing the gospel in local languages. We at the Tide Ministry are committed to continue this mission for Christ, and we're already prepping for the next 7 decades of ministry outreach. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 7 decades, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Rick Manning continues with us, the president and founder of Americans for Limited Government. Boy, I'll tell you, do we ever need that, huh? I mean, really, we got to get really serious about this, without a doubt, as this current government continues to run away, and they're into the Treasury. I mean, they're full-blown in there with all their carpets, carpet bags, and they are just emptying out the coffers big time. Rick, quite the statement, as we've been talking about with what happened in Wyoming. Sarah Palin advances to the November general election for Alaska. A lot of eyes were up there. Of course, we couldn't find out the news until early this morning. Lisa Murkowski survives, huh?
Well, she's going to the I think she's going to the general election. It's a Alaska system's weird. They changed it deliberately to make it almost impossible to figure out. But it is a essentially you have the you vote for the person you like the most, then you vote for the person you like the second most, then you vote for the person you like the third most. And they, and for the primary, they send four to the general election. And so the top four go to the general election. And then they use it based on, and then they use the ranked choice voting, in the general election. So if Lisa Murkowski gets hypothetically 40%, in the first, you know, people who want her to be this senator. Well, then they go to the second choice. If more than 10% plus one want her to, or if she's the second choice, then she gets elected. So you use the, you go down the first, second, third choice until you finally get to a point where you find somebody who gets 50%, of the vote. And it's, it's not an efficient system, and quite honestly, it does it gives in a state like Alaska, the Democrats a tremendous amount of power to choose the choose a senator, even though they don't have the votes to actually elect a senator. They get to choose a senator. So somebody like Murkowski, who behind the scenes supported this ranked choice voting system because it benefited her. Is a likely beneficiary. But, yeah, she still has to go to the general election.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see how that plays out. So, anyway, that's what's happening in Alaska. But getting back to what we were talking about earlier, and you had mentioned this, basically, you know, our liberty is under siege, and this is what is translating outside of the Beltway. And the FBI and Merrick Garland, Joe Biden are not getting this. They cannot hear the American people. They are deaf to the common man. And this is what Donald Trump brings to the game that is just absolutely shocking to the Beltway, because the Beltway just they just think that the other, I don't know what, 300 million Americans and citizens of this great country of ours are just a bunch of idiots that, you know, but for them, you know, the country would really be a mess. You know, as if they haven't contributed greatly to the $30 trillion of indebtedness, a goofy bill that the president just signed, you know, signed into being, you know, that supposedly is going to attack inflation and the recession, and it does neither.
Right. No, that's a... You know, the Donald Trump phenomenon has always been that he represents the ultimate, it's kind of ironic, a billionaire who represents the common man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is an outsider and doesn't seek to have ties inside the Beltway. Even after 4 years as president, he's still able to do that, which largely because the Beltway people attacked him all the time. So he's a, he represents, people who feel disenfranchised, people who feel that their vote hasn't mattered, feel that the government has lost touch with reality and doesn't actually represent them. I think the issue that I've been trying to figure this out, Bill, for a while, because somebody like Liz Cheney, you know, she checked all the conservative boxes in so many ways. She was a, you know, she's pro-gun, she's pro-life. You know, you go through a lot of the issues that people care about, and she was an A. She was okay. But when it came down to it, and she had to choose between a pro-life president a pro-gun president, a pro-freedom president, pro-economic freedom president, a low-tax president, and somebody who was none of those things. She chose the person who was none of those things based on the fact that Donald Trump has challenged one of the most sacrosanct, perhaps the most sacrosanct value that appears to run for many of the Republican elites, and that is the value of being a supporter of globalism and being somebody who's vested in the concept of our open borders, both economic and from a people standpoint. And it is so that appears to be the number one value that people like Liz Cheney hold. And as a result, that's her vision for America. And her vision for America is a vision of no America at all when you get down to it. And so that's the difference between a Donald Trump and a Liz Cheney. You know, Donald Trump, you know, it's just a vision of who America is and how America, whether America should be making America first was an affront, because the inference was those in power before were making America last. And I think that inference, they didn't believe that was true. But the fact is, for a lot of Americans, it definitely was true. Their jobs are being shipped overseas and based on policies that didn't represent their interests. And Donald Trump tapped into that and, quite honestly, set about a reconfiguration of American politics that we're just seeing the beginning edges of.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also this, you know, regular dynamic that takes place, Rick, and that is that you're not the boss of me. You get the little bit of attitude in there that you can't seem to, you know, fall in line, you know, find your position. Somehow Donald Trump's influence threatened the perceived power and control of Liz Cheney and others on the Beltway. The others that are there, they can kind of sneak through the back door and go to the Beltway cocktail parties, be accepted by Democrats, and you know, but they have to come through the back door. They're not exactly allowed in the front door, but they're still allowed in the party, you know, with and share poo-poos and pee-pees and drinks with everybody and still be part of the inner sanctum of the Beltway. And somehow they all just took a blood oath that they hated Trump on his face, that there was somebody, there was no way that somebody who hadn't paid their dues, they went to and they begged money from, you know, for years. But he didn't pay his dues, so he didn't have the right to run, you know, for a Senate position, much less a positions, a high office like the President of the United States. You know, based on their assessment, Donald Trump was unworthy and the people were stupid for voting him in. And if the people are that stupid, then they really need us. I mean, this seems to be the thinking of Democrats and those even on the Republican side, that they've just, you know, this Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, we could write volumes of books on the mental impairment that it has had on our country.
Remember the book written by an anonymous Trump staffer about 2 years into his term, okay? Somebody who was supposedly high-ranking. Turns out he wasn't high-ranking, but nonetheless. An anonymous Trump staffer wrote a book, and the premise of the book is we have to work here so we can keep Donald Trump in check. We need to keep making so Donald Trump's policies don't take effect. And so there was actually an admission that inside Republican circles, the most elite circles, that was the sense. We're going to work for Donald Trump, but we're going to work against Donald Trump within the administration. So this Liz Cheney problem is deeper in D.C. than people know, and that's the real challenge
exactly.
Moving forward is dealing with it.
And we, the people, need to be discerning. Hey, Rick, I want to give you a chance. 10 seconds left. Where do they go to support the cause here?
GetLiberty.org. GetLiberty.org.
Okay, open up the wallet and donate liberally, okay? Rick Manning, thank you, buddy.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney lost her re-election campaign by a landslide vote Tuesday. Attorney Harriet Hageman will represent the Republicans in November's midterm elections. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt is set to hold a hearing on Thursday to decide whether to unseal more documents and the search warrant used to Mar-a-Lago. The raid of President Trump's Florida home had FBI agents armed with automatic machine guns take boxes and steal the president's passports. It's being reported the FBI has since returned the travel documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland wants the documents to remain hidden from the public to preserve the investigation. Media outlets want the documents revealed, citing the FBI's recent lies about Trump cannot be trusted. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on Fox News.
To me, until we see specificity within the affidavit, we will not have the kind of clarity that the American people need.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With us on Hump Day, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, is with us now. Hey, Jenny Beth, how you doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you.
Hey, always good to have you with us. We got to celebrate a little Tea Party Patriots celebration. Sarah Palin moves on to the general election in Alaska. That's good news.
It is good news. And I hope that she actually goes on and becomes the congresswoman there.
Exactly. All right. I wanted to have you on to talk about the IRS's expansion via the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, typical of the Democrats. I mean, you got to give them credit. They know how to misframe the intention or at least the objective of a piece of legislation. With the Inflation Reduction Act, which all the, you know, all the economic experts, I mean, I'm real experts. We're not talking AOC who got a degree at a Boston University that claims that she knows something about the economy until she talks about it. And then you realize that maybe she didn't attend class or something. But the real economic experts will say that the Inflation Reduction Act does anything but. What do you say?
I see that that is exactly right. It does not help with inflation. It's going to increase inflation. It increases spending. It increases taxes. And it is increasing the IRS's ability to audit Americans. So it's a quadruple whammy. It is bad in every single way that you look at it.
Right. I mean, at a time when we need to stop government spending, it increases spending. So it does just the opposite that any, you know, strategist, economic strategist would tell you how you combat inflation and recession. You've got to stop digging the hole. This digs the hole further, and it exacerbates inflation, just as you said. And then, of course, the IRS, we went through a lot of wacky stuff. You, of course, and Tea Party and any conservative group experienced the arm of the IRS and their unjust application of the law and how they went after Tea Party patriot organizations in order to negate their influence on elections.
That is exactly right, Bill. First, when you increase spending, you wind up putting more money into the economy, and that changes the value of the dollar, so that winds up leading to inflation. So just addressing that point, they're doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing if they want to solve problems with inflation. And then when it comes to the IRS, when we were targeted, when Tea Party patriots were targeted by the IRS, a lot of what happened to us amounted to an extreme audit. It was much different than a normal audit, because they were asking for what we posted online and access to the back end of our website, all sorts of things that they did not need to be asking for. But we had to provide them with documents and show our spending and do the kind of things that do happen with an audit. And it wound up taking us 2.5 man years at least to deal with the situation with the IRS. And that's what the average small business and medium-sized business winds up going through when they're audited. It takes manpower.
Exactly.
Money when you're paying accountants and attorneys to help defend yourself. And it just becomes an undue burden, and it makes it much more difficult for them to be able to provide the services or the products they're trying to provide. And I think it's going to wind up harming the economy even further.
Well, the other thing too, Jenny Beth, didn't they access your donor list?
Yes, they wanted access to our donor list outside of the scope of what they were allowed to do. We did not comply with that portion, and our attorneys fought that tooth and nail. But they did ask for that. And the reason that we did not is because we saw, as wound up being revealed from the targeting, that they released the donor list in some cases when they should not have done so. At least for one nonprofit, they wound up releasing that information to the public when they should not have done so.
Yeah, this is almost kind of the initial stages of the doxing program, right? This is early doxing being implemented by a supposedly a political government agency. And, you know, and you and I have discussed this before, Jenny Beth, the IRS involvement here and what Lois Lerner had done based on a wink-wink by President Obama. I'll never forget that day. I saw that and I go, uh-oh, that's that head nod, that said everything. That unleashed Lois Lerner, and shortly thereafter, then she went after the Tea Party patriots. And I estimated that it had an effect at least on 8 voting cycles, and probably you could even extend it into the modern era, what the IRS has done and continues to do, you know, along with the FBI, all the other three-letter agencies that are protecting the I guess the heart and soul of, you know, the Beltway philosophy and power and control.
That's correct, Bill. And I think that it does extend all the way to the Department of Justice and the FBI right now. And what they are doing is already having a silencing effect. It is a chilling effect on free speech in this country, because people are afraid that if they are involved in politics and they talk about President Trump in a positive manner, they're afraid they're going to be targeted in some way themselves. And they may not be visited by the DOJ or the FBI, but that fear still exists. And That's why it's so important that we continue to stand up for what is right. We continue to stand up for our God-given rights, like those outlined in the First Amendment. And we continue to stand for liberty in America. And we have to oppose the bill that just passed. We stood in opposition to it. I urge every Republican who's running for Congress or is already, the ones who are already there already voted against this, but I urge them all to say, we're going to go back in and we are going to defund this IRS army. We're not expanding police powers to the IRS.
And there's something they can do right now, as you said, as the budget is being worked on right now. I mean, they need to, when I say they, I'm talking Republicans in office right now. The last thing they need to do is rubber stamp this. I mean, they need to fight this thing tooth and nail, because just like everything that happens to be American right now, Jenny Beth, we find ourselves in the same position as our founding fathers and the early revolutionaries. And they believed that it wasn't about them, it was about the next generations coming up. And this is where we are right now. We find ourselves, at least from my observation, at a similar crossroads as our founding fathers did. This is, you know, and I know that sounds a bit dire, but when you look at what's happening with our budget, the spending, our policies, I mean, this thing is totally upside down. It is frankly, on everything that I appreciate and that I went to serve our country for, is totally un-American. I just cannot buy in to what the Democratic Party and what the, you know, the party in power right now wants to do to our country. They are destroying. They're destroying everything that is America. They're ignoring everything that is American, and they're attacking us. And so we have to set a line somewhere. There's got to be a line in the sand somewhere, Jenny Beth, where we say, hell no, no more.
Well, I agree with all of that, and I want to point this out. We are different than, even if we feel at a crossroads like our founding fathers, we are different than where they were, because they left us the Constitution, and they didn't have that. So we have a document that protects our rights, and we just have to keep going back to that to find the solutions to our problems, and to elect people who
we have to insist
stick to that.
Exactly. Well, there's power in that, in those three words, we the people. But if we don't exercise that power, if we subordinate our power to the ruling class, you've got the America right now. We're looking at $30 trillion. How much longer is it going to be between us, 40 or 50? Open borders that are overpowering our agents, that are redefining the character and the demography of the United States of America. We are in perilous times right now, Jenny Beth Martin. Tell them where they can go for more information.
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays, and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
You know, it's quite discouraging when we see the video of what's happening at our southern border. And, you know, we hear from our government that, oh, no, the border's secure, not a problem. I mean, for a while there, we thought maybe we might get some relief because of the summer heat, that might slow, you know, the caravan of immigrants coming into our country. But that's not the case. According to Chris Chmielewski, the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism, the U.S. southern border saw nearly 200,000 migrant encounters in July as the border crisis continues. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Hey, Chris, good to have you with us. Yes. Hey, good to have you here. So 200,000 migrant encounters in July. Break this down for us. I mean, this is insane. I mean, we're going to look at well over 2 million before the year's up, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well over 2 million. And of course, as we know, a lot of them are just getting released into the United States. I mean, one thing to point out, which This is definitely not in a defense of the administration on these numbers, but there are some people who are caught and are actually sent back across the border. They're returned and then they cross again. So they're double counted in those apprehension numbers. So it's not a true one to one. It's not 199,000, individuals were apprehended crossing the border. But still it's a huge number. And we're also talking about the month of July. It's the hottest month.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
what I was just saying, that we thought, you and I talked about that maybe the heat would slow down the caravans, but it's not. It just seems to exacerbate it all the more. So we're wondering, we're not hearing this, maybe because we're maybe not seeing it, is that, you know, are there going to be more bodies out in the desert that have succumbed to the heat?
Right. And you know, I'm just waiting too for the White House to tweet out a graphic that shows the last 3 months, because there has been a slight decline from the 213,000 high that we had, and then bragging about how the Biden border policies seem to be working. You know, and it's like, no, 2 years ago, I think there were 30,000 apprehensions in the month of July. So that's where we've come from in 2 years.
Isn't it laughable? Chris, isn't it laughable they talk about the Biden policy? The Biden policy is no policy.
It's no policy.
I mean,
none whatsoever.
More
people get trafficked across the border.
Yeah, and you've got, two of the three governments, well, that most of these people are coming from, or, you know, countries, the presidents have said, you know, because Joe Biden said, and Mayorkas said that they had been talking to, I think it was Kamala Harris said they'd been talking to him, and they go, we haven't heard from anybody. So, the lies that come out, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. And so it just reinforces, and forget about what they're saying. I mean, because you can see clearly what is happening at the border. They're not interested in securing our border. That is clear. They've done nothing. If anything, they've opened the door all the more. They've invited more people to come. I mean, even the people who come, they go, oh, thank you, Joe Biden. You know, why are you here? Well, Joe Biden invited us. That is what they tell, you know, reporters there at the border. Now, the other thing, too, regarding the 200,000 migrant encounters, we're not even talking about gotaways. They're estimating, what, another 500,000 or so that, I don't know, or 50,000. The numbers are so staggering anymore, Chris. It's right. Hard to keep up with all the zeros, except for zero recession.
Around half a million.
No.
Around half a million for the fiscal year. And the troubling part about that is because one of the other news items that came out yesterday was that part of that 199,000 were 10 individuals that were on the terror watch list. So how many were hidden in the gotaways? If 10 of them were, you know, brave enough to cross the border and apprehend in spots where they could get apprehended, that there are others that are using the back door that's unguarded. We've talked about this before. What the cartels typically do is they take the easy one, the easy cases, the families, the more sympathetic type folks from Central America, and they bring those in a big group across the main part of the border, where they know that it then draws in Border Patrol agents from miles and miles and miles, and then they sneak the bad people in the sections that have been vacated by Border Patrol, who's helping with the big group.
And a lot of those are single males that are, you know, 25, maybe 25 to 40. They're coming. I mean, they're not coming in as families. I mean, the last group I saw, I think there was only five women and one child. I think that was a bus that maybe was sent up to New York by Governor Abbott. And now what's happening, these people on the buses, even though they sign a document saying, look, I choose to go get on the bus. I'm going to New York. I accept this. And even though they do, it was reported here, I think yesterday, the day before, that, you had, 50, 60 migrants on the bus, and they said, hey, we want off. We want off in South Carolina. We're not going to New York. And so here you got all these people, these young men, against one bus driver. Are you kidding me? Thank God the bus driver didn't get injured, but he let them off. So there they are in South Carolina hanging out at, McDonald's, hustling money. You know, grifting kind of deal. So the danger that is happening now because of the Biden no policy, border policy, I mean, there's danger all around this, Chris. That's the thing that drives me nuts. Because, you know, you see things like this. Then you see what's happening with fentanyl. I mean, every day you're seeing footage of, we're not talking a couple bottles of fentanyl. We're talking, you know, bags and bags. And, you know, hundreds of thousands of fentanyl pills that, you know, could kill everybody in our country, you know, a couple of times over.
Yeah, right, exactly. And there just seems, you know, we've talked about it so many times. There's just, well, and you said it a minute ago, there's no policy. I mean, there's absolutely nothing being done by the Biden administration to try to stop this. And it's amazing to me that we're 2-3 months away from a midterm election, and there's nothing, and people are aware of this, you know, even though the mainstream media isn't giving it front page coverage, you know, people are aware, they know what's going on the border. You see it in the president's ratings. You see it in the generic congressional polling. So people know what's happening down there, and there just doesn't seem to be any interest from the Biden administration to do anything about it.
Exactly. And I think you're seeing the results in part with what's happening with the primaries. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, you know, the Democrats, the apparatchik of the Democratic Party, including the mainstream media, social media, oligarchs and everything, are doing everything they can to tap down any conversation of a red wave. I mean, you know, any kind of polling, you know, they're putting a thumb on the scale, maybe an entire elbow on the scale, to try to make it seem that it's not as bad as what it looks. But behind closed doors, the Democrats' knees are shaking. This is why they're going after Trump. But because the hardcore reality of what's happening at the border, it is spilling in to every state of the union. They're seeing this happening, and particularly with minorities. This is why Hispanics have moved so dramatically en masse toward the Republican Party. And I just pray the Republican Party can get their act together enough to understand that Donald Trump was right. And you guys got to get it out of your head that you're buying into this beltway philosophical Trump derangement syndrome that causes you to hate Trump for no apparent reason, when all he's guilty of is not accepting a paycheck, doing work on behalf of the forgotten man and woman, securing our borders, giving us energy independence, securing us nationally. Because if you remember, when he came into office, Barack Obama and Joe Biden had compromised our national security to such a degree, it was astounding to me. And that in spite of all the resistance and, you know, the kneecapping and, you know, the interference of the Democratic Party and the establishment of the Beltway, Donald Trump was amazing to be able to accomplish what he did on behalf of the American people. And the number one issue, if you remember, Chris, the number one issue when he really, I believe, when he turned the corner and people realized, wow, this guy's got something here, was when he made everybody focus on the border. When he started, you know, talking about immigration and the border, and it connected with the people, it connected in an incredible way, so much so the mainstream media and even people in his own party, they didn't get it. They didn't understand it. But Donald Trump had his thumb on the pulse of the American people just on that one issue alone. Not to mention jobs and what he did with jobs, you know, because I was impressed because people, you know, when I talked to people who were in the inner circle there, and what they told me repeatedly, said number one question that Donald Trump would ask, no matter who it was how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? Well, when you got the chief executive officer focusing on jobs and the border, guess what? Things start to get done, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And you can, if you go out and you talk to Democrats, a lot of them, especially the more center left one, they want border security. They want interior enforcement. So that's why I do think you'll most likely see a red wave this fall, because I think you're going to at least get a lot of the independents, that are going to cross over or that are going to vote Republican, and you may get a few Democrats. And that's why you're seeing the shift with Hispanics. I mean, they care about public safety within their communities.
Exactly.
They care about jobs within their communities. Everything that's not just happening along the border, but all of the other things that the Biden administration is doing with legal immigration, making it easier to get a visa mm-hmm. into the country, making it easier to overstay visas because they're not enforcing, they're not trying to track down people who overstay visas and remove them from the country. They've essentially handcuffed ICE. They've already killed the union for mm-hmm. ICE.
Exactly.
You know, ICE is sitting there doing nothing, so they've made it easy for people to be here illegally or to come legally and then become illegal because
right.
of zero enforcement.
Well, Chris, can I thank you enough for keeping us apprised of what's going on? Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism, Chris Chmielewski, has been with us as he is faithful to join us on most weeks at this exact time right here on the Bill Martinez Show. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated? Try.